Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And hi, good morning. Mostly cloudy, the skies, a chance of some thunderstorm activity today. The showers are likely on the windward side as well as on the leeward side. The trades are still with us, 10 to 20, scattered showers, so be prepared for that. Take your rain gear with you. The high today, about 82 degrees. Got a lot of great places to play golf today. Got a tee time at Makalei. We got one right there at Kapolei, rather, at 8:30. We've got Poipu Bay at 9. 10. Makalei is the 836. Volcano, it's 55 degrees. It's not raining. And there's an 850 if you'd like to get out and play. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has an 850. It's going to be a great day to get out and have some fun. And that includes going to Bayview Golf Course. Beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. It's perfect for groups of friends and business clients. I've had a blast at Bayview with my friends. I have a party or a tournament. They have this great party facility. Try their double deck top tracer driving range. It's all on Kaneohe Bay Drive, just minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com and check them out. All right, today's show features some of the top women in the world of golf. And we've also got the new Honma Golf House coming. Yes, we're going to have a Honma House in Hawaii. It's the Honma Experience at Ko'olina. We'll have the details coming up. But first, Mary B. Porter King, co-founder and president of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, joins the show. Do you know that we have four, count them, four Hawaii women going to play in the Augusta National Women's Amateur in April? Out of 72 invited, four from Hawaii. We'll be back with Mary B. after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Mary B. Porter King, Junior Solheim Cup captain, Palmer Cup captain, the PGA of America First Lady of Golf, and founder and president of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. She's a rules official for the PGA of America and the USGA. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mary B.
Good morning, Danielle.
So amazing that we have four of the 72 invited from Hawaii playing in Augusta National Women's Amateur, and all alumni of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. You must be terribly proud.
Well, I am, and I kind of pinch myself when I read that and hear that, and it's pretty amazing that four out of 72 young women that are playing in that, who are invited to play in that because of their records, are all from Hawaii. And I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, and Allison Corpuz, this is her second time. Malia Nam is going to be there. Marielle Galdiano is going to be there. And Annika Suamanotafa is going to be there. Wonderful. Now, Annika was here as a child, and then she moved to the mainland, to the East Coast, I believe it is, to continue playing, but really developing. What is it about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association that creates such powerful players?
Well, I like to think that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association had something to do with it. And we started the program over 20 years ago, and to really be a statewide program and to be inclusive with all kids and give all kids in Hawaii an opportunity to excel and to improve their games. And when I retired from the tour, was here more full-time, and started looking at the landscape of junior golf, I found that a lot of our kids didn't have the opportunities that I had as a child growing up in Southern California, where we played tournament golf all the time for those who really wanted to be better players. Southern California has turned out some pretty amazing golfers over the time, as you might know. People like Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had an opportunity to play and play against each other and play different golf courses, and that was something we tried to do when we formed the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, is provide opportunities, even though we have the challenges of water, of being on islands, being separated. But I really feel that giving our young people just the opportunity, I can't practice for them. I can't give them the motivation and drive. But without the opportunity to have these tournaments at a high level, their games aren't going to improve. And I found that when I came here over 30 years ago, that some of the kids that were going on to the mainland were having difficulties keeping up. I felt that it was important that we push our kids and we play longer golf courses. We set them up more difficult so that when they got to the mainland, that they could achieve, they could excel. And like I said, all we did was give them an opportunity, and our kids in Hawaii took that opportunity and have done some amazing things. And this only shows. Having 4 out of 72 of our young ladies there is just it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And when you bring the kids together, you create the competition that brings on the initiative inside themselves, because they're together with their, you know, peers, and they want to push each other in a way, or push themselves to be as good or be better than their camaraderie, you know, the people around them. So on Kauai, there's tournaments. On Oahu, there's tournaments. On the Big Island, there's tournaments. There's tournaments across Hawaii on the four main islands, and then there's the major of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions, that's held at Wailea every year, and that is like building up the points to go toward that. And there's the Asia Junior Cup, where you have Hawaii kids playing against the entire country of Japan, and that's those kinds of challenges, I think, do exactly what you intended, to get them ready to go to colleges on the mainland and to be able to compete in all kinds of situations. Bravo.
Well, thank you. And like I said, all children need an opportunity, and that's exactly what we did. I tell parents and I tell people, my job is to make your children feel uncomfortable. My philosophy is, we don't grow in our comfort. We grow in our discomfort. And for those who play golf, which probably everyone listening probably plays golf, it's real easy to play every week with your foursome and of men and women and go out and have fun. But your game doesn't always improve until you find that you have someone new in your group that you've never played with, and you have this sense of discomfort. And then you find what it is, how do I get through that discomfort? And I remember the first time I played in the U.S. Open, and they announce your name, and you can't breathe or swallow, and you feel like you're in high speed. Well, that's very discomfortable. And how do you learn? How do you grow through that discomfort? And I try to put our kids, when we announce them on the tee, I try to simulate what it would be like to be playing in a bigger tournament, and try to announce them and make them feel a little sense of discomfort. So. And obviously they've grown, and it's so fun to watch them grow and watch them meet these challenges and go on to colleges, and some amazing colleges around the United States, and play and compete.
Yeah, and
I think one of the other things was that we didn't talk about too is how many of our kids we had last year playing in the Arnold Palmer Cup, representing Hawaii. So. We had 3 of our kids playing there. So, and that's even a smaller field, but representing men and women from around the world. So I was very, very pleased with that as well.
Yeah, and if right now is the time, if you know someone who'd like to get their children into the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, it's time to register, and you go to hsjga.org, and you can find out everything there about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. It's not expensive to join. It gives the kids lots of opportunities. It also helps parents kind of figure out how to, if the child is really good at golf and might get a scholarship. There's information about the routes you need to take to get to those colleges. And I know that you, Mary B., have been very supportive in helping, sometimes even, you know, assisting with some of the filling out of the forms that needs to be done, just to give them guidance, not filling out for them, but show them the way so that it becomes
right.
More natural.
I mean, it's a daunting process. And for those of us, obviously, we live so remotely from the rest of the mainland, and to be recognized. And when we first started this program, I was spending time calling all the coaches to let them know that we had an amazing young man or woman that wanted to play, and we didn't have that reputation. Now we have such a great reputation, not only because we produce so many great players that have gone on to compete at all these wonderful universities, but they really like the person that they're recruiting, and that has a lot to do just with our Hawaiian culture.
Yeah, yes. So the Augusta National Women's Amateur is on April 1st and 2nd at the Champions Retreat Golf Club. Then they go to a practice round at Augusta National. Thankfully, they have a practice round. And then the final round of the Augusta National Women's Amateur is on Saturday. We are celebrating the 70th year of the LPGA. Mary B. Porter King is with us, and she is a LPGA Tour member. She is not playing anymore, but she was playing on tour. The Symetra Tour just released its schedule this week, featuring 20 tournaments, $3.6 million in prize money. Average purse is $180,000, the highest in the 40-year history of the Symetra Tour. The average purse is up nearly 50%, the seventh consecutive season of purse increases. And this is just one of the great things that's happening in women's golf, because now there's the LPGA and the LET Golf, that is the Ladies European Tour, the joint venture that was announced, and they've been working on it for a long time, producing a schedule for the LET, the 2020 LET, with record prize money, almost 18 million euros, 25 events, 7 new ones, 7 purses with more than 650,000 euros. And by the way, it's $1.11 per euro. So that's over $1.5 million for the mixed event with the European Tour in Sweden. This is, I think, fabulous for the Ladies European Tour and the LPGA, I think. What do you think about this joint venture?
Well, I think it's wonderful. I agree with you. I think the more we can come together and join resources, and I like the idea of having, and especially, I don't want to ramble, but having one person in charge, that there is an umbrella that oversees all of this. And I know this is only going to benefit the LET. It's hard to have all the resources that they need, the staffing and sponsorships and having those contacts. So I really think that it's going to help them grow. It's going to build that. It's going to build our base of great women players. I kind of look at it also as to what I think we're missing in the United States when we look at the landscape of junior golf across the United States. We really don't have a true governing body of junior golf in the United States. And we have, I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen where we're fragmented. We're way too fragmented. And you look at other countries, you look at what's happening in Korea, you look what's happening in Sweden, you look what's happening in Spain. What's happening there is that there is one governing body that's overseeing it, and again, they have the resources, where as opposed to here, we just don't have that. And I see that we have many great ideas, but we don't have the overall umbrella to oversee the game. And I would love, and I think what they're doing with women's golf and the professional women's golf is great. And to see the purses going up, when I started the LPGA Tour, and I won't say the year because I'm not that old, but and these numbers are hard to say, but anyway, we played 38 tournaments, all for a total purse of $1.2 million.
Wow.
So, you know, we're seeing the Symetra Tour playing for $3.6 million now, and even it's 20 events, so it's a heck of a lot more than what I played for with 38 events. But, you know, it's nice to see, and I think it's going to be a really positive move, and I applaud the LPGA for taking on that role.
Yeah, and I applaud the Ladies European Tour for reaching out, because so many times we get nervous about something like asking for help or taking help or being afraid of losing one's identity in a joint venture. That's, you know, I can understand those kinds of nervousness feelings or those the anxieties of that, but the culture of Europe is so wonderful, and to see that 32 women that have been invited to the Augusta National Women's Amateur, 32 of the 72 are from international. They're internationals.
Wow.
You know, yeah. So it's a huge number around the world. It used to be so that the U.S. was so dominant. And now, of course, they're coming into our colleges and taking advantage of some of these really, really great golf programs in our universities that they don't have in Europe. And then they come out like so many different players that we've seen, and they're strong and they're playing, and we think, oh, I know that person, she's gonna, oh wait a minute, no, she's from Spain, she's gonna be playing against us.
you're exactly right. That is what's happened, and when you look at why are our college coaches going to men and women, it's really happening in the men's side now too. Why are they recruiting in Europe so much? And I think it's just look at what they've created in those countries, that they have a central ruling body that's governing the game, and they've taken all their resources into one pool, and they're able to create better players, support these players in the process. And we just don't have that. I mean, that, you know, you can just look even in Hawaii, you can look in across the United States, that there's just not this one powerful governing body that's really helping grow the game. And everyone means well, but we can look at it and see that we're not creating the great players out of the United States anymore. Look, even the men's tour has changed to such an international field. So it's not just the women's side.
No, very much. I agree with you.
Love to see more great American players. We can do it.
And that's it's really the point of it, isn't it? That when you came to Hawaii and you saw the fragment, there was all these different junior golf programs that seemed to be competing for the kids. And you didn't want to take away the individual. You just wanted to bring them in so that everybody had a place to send the kids next. So once your kids hear Oahu Junior Golf Association, now they come into, we're creating these bigger tournaments. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is taking your place. What we're doing is enhancing the whole golf experience to go from smaller tournaments to larger tournaments to the biggest tournament we can put together for you. We're trying to get you connected to the mainland. Some of those great tournaments that some of our kids go to, they earn points to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And that's the kind of thing that I can see you are looking at on the mainland on a larger scale with collegiate situations where we're not giving our golfers the kind of support, unless they have a lot of money. You know, the kids that are born well into money, you know, and lucky them, they have all those kinds of support, and that's why the colleges are helping out so much. But we could do so much more for our U.S. players. And I love the fact that the Ladies European Tour and the LPGA Tour, the joint venture, as you mentioned earlier in a conversation we had, one voice, coming out with one voice. And we need to, you know, schedule another date together because we always end up talking forever. There's so
Sorry
much.
About that.
No, it's fun, Mary B. Porter King, talking with you. Now, you have your summer schedule. I was talking about you being a rules official, and the USGA is about to start off the whole, I think we start off with women's four ball in April, and it goes all the way into, goodness gracious, is it a September that the USGA tournament schedule, April 25th, Quail Creek Country Club in Florida, that's the U.S. Women's Amateur four ball, that's when things start, wraps up with the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur in mid-September. Where are you going?
Well, that's a good question. The USGA has kind of reconfigured their committee structure. Now they have basically your USGA volunteer, and we no longer are affiliated with a specific championship committee. And I think that's also a good thing. It's going to allow us, and especially those of us that are volunteers out of Hawaii, sometimes it's hard. You know, I'm supposed to be working the U.S. Open at Wingfoot this year. Well, I traded last year to work the Open at Pebble Beach because obviously it's quite a bit close. Travel, you know, 10,000 miles or whatever round trip to officiate. It's much easier if I can pick and choose where I'd like to go. And that's what they're going to allow us to do. So I haven't seen the schedule yet this year. I am up for the Open and the Amateur and the Women's Open and the Senior Open and the Women's Senior Open. I do those, but I haven't chosen one. I will be doing the NCAA Women's, which is in Scottsdale at Greyhawk in May. I will also, well, before that, in April, I'm doing the Pac-12 Championships at Stanford, then the NCAAs, and then I do the Arnold Palmer Cup in Lahinch, Ireland. And, other than that, I'm just sitting home.
Can I have some of your frequent flyer miles?
I do have those.
Mary B. Porter King, the Junior Solheim Cup captain last year, was fabulous. Arnold Palmer Cup captain, PGA of America, First Lady of Golf, founder and president of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Thank you for spending some time with us, and I look forward to our next time. So let's make it before you start off on your many, many journeys across the United States and even to Ireland. Lahinch, what a beautiful place. Thank you, Mary B.
Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got something happening in Hawaii. It's called Top Tracer, and it is at Bayview Golf Course right now at their double-decker driving range covered. So if you want to go hit balls and you want to check out how your balls are flying, you need to go to Bayview. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458 and have fun counting your birdies.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Matt Vinge, Top Tracer West Coast Sales Manager. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Just, I got to say, just talking to you right now, I'm based in Chicago, and just talking to you right now, I'm in 30-degree weather, and it just makes me feel like I'm in 70-degree weather.
Oh, yes.
Out there being in Hawaii. So yeah. Thank you for warming me up today.
It's my pleasure. Now, think of this, folks. When you're watching golf on television and you see that blue line, okay, showing you where the ball is going, because otherwise none of us would know what's happening, which we didn't in the old days, unless the cameraman was really good. That's Top Tracer, okay? Matt, often wonder how it doesn't get distracted by a bird going by, which is just my little pea brain. You're using Top Tracer for television and lots of technology involved. But what's great about Top Tracer at driving ranges, and I've been at Bayview, I've been there a long time before Top Tracer was installed just recently in December, it is awesome. It's right there. Folks, if you go to Bayview, there's your place. You got your place. And it doesn't cost anything more than it does when you go get a bunch of balls and hit balls. Now you can see what you're doing with your golf ball. And then there's so much more. And that's what I'm so impressed with, Matt, that you've not only created something for people to learn how to play the game better, but also to play games with each other.
Truly.
Let's go straight to Top Tracer, the game and date mode. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So basically, Top Tracer was founded by Daniel Forsgren, who was a Swedish gentleman watching basically exactly how you described it, watching golf on TV, seeing a little white ball fly against the blue sky, and not knowing exactly where the golf ball goes. And, you know, from there, it had to be a better TV experience than watching golf. So what we decided, so Topgolf purchased Pro Tracer, which you've seen on TV for, like you mentioned, the last 15 years, in 2017. And part of what Topgolf's big initiative is to grow the game. 67% of the people that would go to a Topgolf wouldn't consider themselves golfers. Of that 67%, 20% end up becoming golfers. So, you know, the biggest thing that we found, with Topgolf and also Top Tracer is it brings new people to the game, as well as, you know, helps improve, avid golfers to it. So absolutely the biggest thing that, what you get when you go to Bayview or go to any of our Top Tracer range locations is, you know, exactly your statistics and brings the gamification. Like the different modes that you can play from are, for the avid golfer, would be one of our modes called My Practice, which basically keeps track of your stats. The guests would upload the stats and upload their an app on their phone, and then they would put a QR code in to the base screen, and from there it'd be able to keep track of all their stats from day one to day two, day three, day five of practice to day 1,000. So. It's great for the avid golfer to be able to see all their ball statistics for, ball speed, distance, total carry, how consistent they are, all those different things was our first, practice mode. The next four modes are more for the game where, it's close to the pin, long drive, points game, which basically is, closer you get to the target, the more points you get. And then from there, you're able to play a nine-shot challenge, which is the newest game we just loaded up in December, where basically we play nine holes of virtual golf on par threes. So basically the closer you get to the say you get to 10 feet in the first hole, you'll get 10 points. In the second hole, you get 20 points. In the third hole, you get 30 points. And so that would be about 60 points after three holes, and now you're the bottom line, the lower the score, the better. And then finally, which is, I think, the coolest thing in driving range technology that got me most excited about this product, is virtual golf. So you and I could be at Bayview playing Pebble Beach or St. Andrews or all those different things. So it really helps, you know, bring that, you know, gamification, like you said, and, you know, you'll experience all the world's greatest golf courses on a driving range.
That's awesome. So Eric at Bayview was telling me they wants to set up leagues. So having league play so that people can go down and compete, like having different teams. And then at the end, the two top teams could have like a Super Bowl playoff and there'll be prizes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's and that, as you said, brings people to the game. You don't have to be great. You don't have to be, you know, you can be a beginner and just go out and have fun. For the refining one's game, for getting better at the game, I work with juniors. The Aloha State Junior Golfers is over at Bayview. And, you know, when it was installed, the first thing these kids did is they got on the range and they got their little spot and they'd hit a ball and turn around and look at the screen. And then they hit the turn around and look at the screen. And one of the coaches was like, well, maybe you guys shouldn't turn around, so maybe you should hit a couple shots.
I mean, that's the biggest thing I would suggest is, you know, let them have fun with it, right? So you want to have them do whatever is natural for them. Like, you know, the biggest thing, I'm a golf pro by trade, so I taught a lot of juniors as well, and, you know, I taught a lot of junior camps and Top Golf previous, and I saw the same exact thing for like a decade when I was at Top Golf when we had summer camps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the biggest barrier for, you know, people, you know, getting into the game is, you know, having fun and doing it. So for me, you know, I let the kids just like enjoy it and have a good time, whatever makes sense to them. And I think that that will just lead to, you know, having them, you know, be end up being becoming a golfer and be going on the golf course. You know, for me, the most exciting thing about just virtual golf, for example, is, you know, as you know, being a golfer and being in the golf industry is one of the biggest barriers to, you know, people not playing golf or, you know, having nervous, being nervous about golf is not how to understanding how to play it and understanding, you know, what the what you do on the tee, what you do on the fairway, those kinds of things. And I think that, you know, having virtual golf on there and being able to experience that in that setting makes it that much easier for and comfortable for people to go onto the golf course. So for that, in that scenario, I kind of was thinking the same thing, and then I just ended up, you know, kind of giving in my opinion, just letting them do with it whatever made most sense, and, you know, them end up becoming golfers. I saw, you know, the kids, some of the, a lot of the kids and the juniors we taught, you know, 10 years old, end up becoming, you know, collegiate golfers from our junior camps, you know, at Top Golf.
That's wonderful, isn't it? And so I think it makes total sense what you're saying. I think that in the beginning, they're going to want to see everything. They're going to want to see it. They're going to want to figure out because that's their nature. They and then after a while, they'll see their ball flight and they'll be able to start making their own decisions. And then they can look and say, okay, you know, I was right. And look at it's proving what I've done that I could do better by what's being shown on the screen. If let's say I decided to just want to hit 10 shots with my driver, will it save those 10 shots and then I can look at them later?
100%. If you go to your my practice mode in the gaming system, you'll be able to, as long as you download our app and you set it up so that it's linked to the app, which is very simple. You can be you'll be able to keep track of your stats from January 1st, 2020 till January 1st, 2020. 2073. So we'll be able to, hypothetically. So yeah,
yes.
You'll be able to keep track of all the stats. And that's like for me as a golf pro and teacher, you know, in the past, you know, that's the biggest thing for my students is, you know, holding myself accountable to show trackable progress, right? And for them to do the same, to see themselves, you know, improve and how consistent they are, that their ball speed's increasing or whatever that looks like, and whatever, you know, they measure success as. Being able to see that trackable progress. So it's such a great thing and such a great tool for game improvement.
So I get my app on my phone, and then anything that I do right now at Bayview will then transfer over to the app that I have so I can study it at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Pretty much right after you leave, I'll go all the way up, update to your phone, and you'll be able to check yourself out and see what you need to improve on. And like the best thing for me is, you know, I always in between lessons with my students or is, you know, ask them how they're doing, you know,
all right.
Then they're able to, you know, share that with me, right, and see exactly how they're doing in between their lessons and whatnot.
I love it. I love the fact that I can go and connect the two machines so that it's telling my app on my phone something, and I can take that with me. Will it hold it and store it at the Bayview site?
No. So it's all your personal data. So,
great.
We want to make sure that it goes. Yeah. So it's all your personal data. Obviously, there's legal things and whatnot, so you want to make sure that it's only your information. If you want to share it, you can share it. If not,
right.
All yours.
Right. Now, you said, you know, we have here at Bayview on Oahu, do you have expansion plans in the islands? We have one site on the list. If you go to Top Tracer, you can see all the different places. If you're living on the mainland, you can find where your driving range closest to you has a Top Tracer, and then you can have fun with it, too, just like we're having fun right now. I feel like I'm doing this because I have it in my mind. So do you have plans to expand?
Yeah, so we're very excited about what Hawaii has to bring. Tracer only was available to ranges that had a covered system or covered because it was a touchscreen model. But we just launched the PGA Show last week, a mobile version of this where you don't need a covered structure, where driving ranges that, you know, don't have a cover, the guests would be able to download the same kind of app and be able to, you know, as long as they're in between the cameras that are set up there, they'll be able to do all those same things on a uncovered driving range. So we just launched that last week. So I'm sure that we'll be, you know, seeing a lot more of Top Tracer venues around Hawaii now that there's the uncovered available.
Yeah.
Previously, obviously, Hawaii doesn't have a ton of, for a lot of obvious reasons, weather and whatnot, you don't have a ton of covered ranges. So we were very excited that Eric reached out to us to, you know, decide that they wanted to go with Top Tracer.
That's fabulous because they've done so much at Bayview. I mean, the new owner came in. The greens are awesome. The fairways, everything is trimmed back. And now the driving range, they put a bunch of money into it and still working on it. And I just love it. I love it that it's covered. There's two decks, so there's lots of space, and we have a lot of fun. Now, if they want to know more, if somebody says, hey, I got a driving range, I want to put Top Tracer. What do they go to toptracer.com and contact you?
Absolutely. Yep, toptracer.com. There's a little inquiry button there, and just feel free to reach out anytime, and we'll get back to you really fast.
Far out. Matt Vinge, well, the Top Tracer West Coast Sales Manager, you need to stay in touch with me so that I can let people know what's going on.
I try to make my way out there as often as I can. I've just absolutely love Hawaii, and I've been blessed to be able to go there twice in my life, and I can't wait to come back. So even if it's over the phone or whatnot, I would love to connect with you as often as possible.
Yeah,
thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. We'll talk again. Aloha, Matt.
Aloha.
We're going to go to Saudi Arabia. That is right, because Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post senior European writer, special correspondent, is there. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the play there, because some of the top names in golf are there, but you'll be surprised who's in the lead. But we're also going to talk a little bit about the European kind of reaction to this joint venture between the Ladies European Tour and the LPGA. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Just want to add a little something, something. Aloha Power Equipment at the Sand Island and Waipahu stores now has the largest selection of steel, landscaping, and power tools in the state. Priced right, so you get your job done no matter how big that job is. You can weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. They've got it all. Power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment, the steel superstore. We'll be back with our wonderful Lewin Mayer after this.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And we're going to say good evening to Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, a senior writer. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Blue, balmy evening. Little wind. It's just absolutely beautiful here.
When you first came in, we thought we heard frogs in the background, and we were just a little confused. Is there a lot of wildlife in Saudi Arabia? We think of it as desert.
You're looking for frogs.
No, we just were curious about wildlife. In on the golf course, are there creatures?
Not that I've come across. I mean, I saw there were some bumblebees, but they weren't flying. They were walking along through the grass. Interesting. We were all looking at them because they were a good color, very bright yellow bumblebees, but a lot of birds making noises I couldn't identify what they were. And I think that's the thing, when you get golf courses in new places, people think it kills off all the wildlife, but the moment the new lakes and everything appear, so the birds fly in and think, gosh, this is a great new venue.
Yes, there's water here, people, come. So this is the second year at this golf course, and I think it's just wonderful to see Graham McDowell at the top of the leaderboard with Victor Dubuisson just one shot back, and then we go down the leaderboard, and there's Dustin Johnson, and then there's Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka. And Phil, I mean, we've had almost lost all hope for Phil, but he seems to have his swing back.
Well, yes. I mean, it doesn't half work. You know, I saw him the other day with not just one pyramid of balls to hit, but, two of them. And he's got an endless appetite for it. It's quite extraordinary. You'd think that he'd have lost a bit of his motivation, but no, not at all. And he's, I think he's one of the ones that's quite interested in this new Premier League, you know, because he's at that stage in his golfing career where, you know, I suppose it might interest him.
Yeah, the big money one that nobody's really saying exactly who's behind it. And the PGA Tour is saying, hey, you know, we're still in charge of you and we have to give you permission. And it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out, whether it actually comes to fruition. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know, but it's already been rather, you know, delightful in the desert, you know, all these secrets flying around, and, you know, all these Saudi Arabian gentlemen in their white robes, they're bearing secrets, and so are, the players. But the players obviously agreed a line on this. First of all, they said they didn't, none of them knew nothing. They didn't know anything about it, and therefore they couldn't. They had nothing to tell us. You know, they didn't know enough, and they were waiting to make no more before they could give an opinion. Mm-hmm. And then they said they hadn't read Monaghan's email. So, they'd all agreed that they hadn't read it. And I did ask one, if he won the lottery, would he have known if he'd, you know, would he have looked at his email? And, No, it's been absolutely killing. I think they realize that it's all fun and games at this stage. And the players are waiting to hear more from them, whoever's in charge. And there's a gentleman called Majed in the mix. And then it's the other way around too. You know, those in charge are waiting to hear the players to what they've got to say about it, and they're not they're all going to need to agree, I think, you know, or a lot of them need to agree before one of them's going to step forward.
Yeah, I totally understand, and I understand why, because there are consequences, you know, and they don't want to become blackballed.
No, they don't.
No, right. It's a tough call. Somebody's going to have to step up, and it's going to have to be the guys who are creating this Premier League, the Golf Premier League, that, you know, is offering goodness knows how much money. And I think, you know, so for Phil Mickelson, as we, you know, transition from Phil to this secretive thing that's developing that could offer so much money to the players and create a new world order in golf. For him, he has nothing to lose. You know, he's in between the PGA Tour, right?
Yes, and he's got a sack full of, well, not a sack full of majors, but he's got enough majors to keep him happy. So maybe, I don't know whether he's, you know, he said he was very concerned about what implications it would have, you know, away from that tour. How would it hurt the PGA Tour? How would it affect spectators and fans, etc.? And, you know, to just reduce there, mm-hmm. you know, who are going to be your shining lights, so to speak, you mm-hmm. know, because that's, and you're not going to get, you know, some fascinating chap from nowhere coming through to win, you know, you.
What? That's very, it's very important. Those fascinating chaps better have some name behind them for them to, for there to be any power in, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, let me just give you one example. And that was, you know, a few years ago, I went to India to watch the Indian, I think it was the Indian Masters or something. And there was a caddy playing, S.P. Charazio, who you'll know the name now, but he was just, he'd been nothing more, you know, he'd been a local caddy, and he had no money at all, but he played his way, somebody gave him a club, and he got playing, and he got on the local Indian tour. And that week, he was playing in the field with Ernie Els in the mix and Mark O'Meara. And this caddy won the tournament, and wow. In the final round, he was chased round by hundreds and hundreds of little, you know, very underfed caddies, and they were all thinking, we could do that, and it gave them hope, and it was a wonderful thing to watch.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's what you'd miss on your tour of the 48.
Yeah, and there wouldn't be a pace of play problem. that we wouldn't have to worry about anymore. Here we are in Saudi Arabia,
yes.
we're you know going to transition. The last time we spoke, you were just back from the PGA Tour China, the World Golf Championship actually at Shenzhen International Golf Club. The LPGA, by the way, has just canceled the Blue Bay Tournament in China because of the virus that has
yes.
us all spooked. Yes. So that's an interesting development. But with 36 international players teeing it up for the Augusta National Women's Amateur Invitational out of 72, what is the reaction to that event in Europe?
To the Masters, the women's event at the Masters.
Yes, the National Women's Amateur. Yes.
The Women's Amateur, yes. Well, you know, I'm sure everybody thinks it's a nice stepping stone. I don't know whether it's, you know, whether it'll lead to something more, whether they'll ever have a professional tournament, I don't know.
Okay.
It's an interesting one, but it certainly went down well.
Yes. Yes.
And it's a year ago.
Yes. So the Augusta National Women's Amateur Invitational is April 1st through the 4th. And 36, I just thought the number is tremendous, that there are so many international women who are, you know, going, it's half the field practically. And now the LPGA and the LET, the Ladies European Tour, this joint venture, producing
yes.
the 2020 LET schedule with record prize money, almost 18 million euros, 25 events, 7 new ones, 7 purses with more than 650,000 euros, including that 1.5 for the mixed event with the European Tour in Sweden, the men and women playing. What's the reaction? You were in the room. What's been the reaction to this joint venture?
Oh, it's been wonderful, to be honest. I was a bit concerned that it might affect the Solheim Cup adversely with Mike Wum, wonderful commissioner for the women in America. You know, I felt that having the fact that sort of one body had both teams under his wing was not the best idea. But Mike One, I think, is determined to make a huge success of the whole thing. And our girls, the LET girls, are hugely excited at the prospect of getting onto a tour this year, which they know has got enough tournaments so that they don't have to go and look for other jobs like waitressing or whatever. They know they've got a chance of playing all season, and they haven't had that in years.
You know, think about that. You know, you've got a job as a waitress, and you tell the boss, hey, by the way, I want to go play this tournament. Will you hold my job for me? That must, the stresses that we don't even think about, you know, when we watch the golfers playing. So this is great. And what do you see coming in the future?
Well, I was so impressed by Mike One, the way he spoke about it. He speaks at an incredible rate of knots, which is so at the other end of the spectrum to the pace of play everywhere. You know, he just chases along. He has one wonderful idea after another. He's terrific. And he's just lifted the mood. And, you know, there are four of our LET girls out, sponsored by South. It's a joy to see them. They're practicing with a purpose. They know they've got tournaments ahead. And it's just everything's changed. And I think it's going to go from strength to strength now. And so it should have done, because the whole thing started with the 70s. And has gone up and down, but never stuck. And now I think it's here to stay. People are taking women golfers more seriously.
Yes, people are taking women golfers more seriously. And the Ladies European Tour, obviously their leadership, seeing the benefit of a collaborative effort, this joint event, a joint venture, as they call it. I was, you know, tempted to call it a merger, which, no. It's a joint venture between the two tours so that they can enhance the opportunities for their players. And putting their players first, and not worrying about any of the other politics or the whatever, holding on to power. I really have to commend everybody for taking a huge leap forward for women's golf in Europe. And I love watching LET events in the many different places, and I hope we get some more television exposure. That would be fabulous.
Yeah, I agree. It will be fabulous, and I think it's going to happen.
And you think it's going to happen?
I think it's going to happen. I've got so much faith in Mike One. He might be appalled to hear what I'm expecting of him, but he is that good.
But you're right. And he does speak at more miles per hour, as we'd say, or knots, as you would say. You know, it's like listening to, he's got rapid fire going on. Well, it was fascinating hearing the Premier League golf from you and what's going on in Saudi Arabia there and the tour. And I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, no, it's been lovely speaking to you, and thanks very much, Danielle. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm off my supper.
it's almost 9 o'clock. I need to let you go. Aloha, Lewin. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Lewin Maris, Global Golf Post senior writer, and she's in Saudi Arabia right now for the tournament. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because there's a 5-shot lead right now for a man that most people didn't expect to see at the top of the leaderboard, but he's got some very powerful players who are chasing him right now. So, Graham McDowell, I wish you all the Victor Dubuisson's right there, just a shot back. Gavin Green, Victor Perez, is there Renato Paratore, then comes Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, and Brooks Koepka. We're going to come back. Karen Palacios Jensen, cardio golf creator, golf performance coach, LPGA master teaching professional, and Golf Digest top 50 best golf fitness trainers. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, cardio golf creator, LPGA master teaching professional, Golf Digest top 50 best golf fitness trainers, and lead instructor for Golf Channel. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me. So I was just in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, at Kohana Iki, one of the most amazing places. I've never spent the night. I've just been there and marveled at their clubhouse and the golf course.
Yes, it was an amazing experience. And if you've ever heard, they have these incredible little like comfort stations where you can just go in and have a feast. It was amazing. So I think I left a few pounds heavier.
Yes, their comfort stations, the three of them that you end up at as you travel through the golf course, have everything imaginable, from a little martini mix over here to every ice cream you can imagine to every snack bar. It's like you open the drawers and you're just overwhelmed by the choices. I need a bag.
Exactly. I didn't even know Mai Tais were my favorite drink. My favorite drink now.
You know, congratulations on the Golf Digest top 50 best golf fitness trainers. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice that they recognize the fitness professionals, because that's, you know, it's a new thing now. And I think more people are being aware that golf is a sport and you need to train for it. So it's nice that they're starting to recognize the people that really work on that.
Karen Palacios Jensen, I think I saw your husband, Dan Jensen, of course, the Olympic gold medalist, using cardio golf, the slope, for fitness. So he's out there with you.
Well, yeah. So I developed a fitness platform, and it's sloped. That's why I call it the slope, like a fairway. So it's curved, so you can step on it and practice your uphill and your downhill lies. But it's not just for golfers. It's also to help your balance. It's a fitness platform, so you can do like low impact or high impact aerobics. You can do upper body, lower body exercises. Because it's sloped and you placed your ankle on it, there is a little instability, so it actually works your core a little bit more than a flat step or bench. So it's for golfers, but anybody can use it.
Yeah, and get that. The core is so important to us. But I've got a couple of questions. You have at cardiogolf.com your video subscription, and you have some new golf tips and mobility exercises that you've added to the Cardio Golf Complete Access video subscription. Yes.
Right. So I have over 100 workout and individual exercises and golf tips on there. So you subscribe for an annual fee. It's $39.95. We're doing a special price, just less than a dozen golf balls, and you can have access to all my videos. It's as if you were coming to one of my cardio golf classes. So you could do a workout every day. You can learn individual exercises to help your specific needs. I do golf tips. So it's really cool that I'm getting to do this.
Yeah, $39.95. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, we're trying to get people interested in golf fitness, and it's not just for golfers. You know, I'm specifically I do tips for golfers, but also if you just want a good workout. Something different, cardio golf can really help your fitness.
Okay, so a couple of things. When I was reading, the key to keeping the club on plane, to hit consistent shots, you need to maintain spine angle throughout your swing. So how do you teach that?
Yeah, first of all, you need to have a relative amount of flexibility in your hips. You need to have some mobility in your spine. So ideally, when you set up in your golf posture, you should be able to keep your spine relatively straight and your shoulders pulled back into position and then hinge from the hips. What happens with a lot of people is because their spines aren't mobile or their hips are tight, they end up like hunching over. So it's not athletic. You can't spinal mobility and also your hip hinge. Just actually practicing a hip hinge exercise is great. You can do it with or without weight. You stand erect with some weight and then practice hinging from your hips. We call it kind of a deadlift or a good morning where you keep your spine straight and you practice. And just by doing that, that's going to help your strength, flexibility, also help your posture. So there's tons of exercises that can help that. So those exercises translate to your golf swing.
Perfect. Now, another thing that you say, turn your shoulders around your spine. So in the golf swing, right? Now, how do we, that's again, a part of the flexibility of the spine?
Absolutely. So if you were standing straight up in your just regular posture, and you were to turn your back to the target, your shoulders would stay perpendicular to your spine. So when you're in a tilted position, you want to turn and you want to keep your shoulders perpendicular to your spine. What happens is when people tilt over in that golf position, because they're not mobile or they just don't know the movement pattern, they lift up. So their shoulders might go flat or they raise or stand up. So it's probably a little deeper turn than a lot of people are used to. If you can imagine when you're in a tilted over position, your front shoulder, like I'm a right-handed golfer, that would be my left one, would go down and my back shoulder, my right shoulder would go up. Where people would go wrong is they would just lift their arms so their shoulders would stay parallel.
So, but you've got exercises to help get strong to take care of that problem?
Absolutely. A really great exercise for that is actually to practice a little spinal mobility where two things, you can sit in a chair and kind of squeeze your knees and ankles together to keep your hips nice and square, and then practice turning your shoulders perpendicular to your spine, both directions, and then you can lay on your back and press your triceps and palms into the mat to stabilize your upper body, put your legs up in tabletop, and then twist your lower body. So you're practicing turning your upper body separately from your lower body. And that flexibility will translate into helping you keep that spine angle and doing a nice turn.
And all of this, if I go to cardiogolf.com, I can find all of this. I could get this on the video, right? You could.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a couple of things. I have some individual exercise descriptions so you can learn how to use, do the exercise, and then I have workouts where you follow, we do a whole workout together. I take you through the whole thing, so,
Wow.
It's a great way to work out, and you're working on your golf swing, Danielle, and then you're also getting great exercise at the same time, which everyone knows that they need anyway for better health. So if you're a golfer, why not practice?
Exactly. Make it golf specific. It's going to help your game and help your body. Can I ask you a question? A lot of people have a problem with this one. Is there a trick to keeping the left arm straight in the swing? I mean, so many people have God.
Yeah, so it has something to do with flexibility, but I would say the majority of the issue is the grip. So I'm a right-handed golfer, so my left hand is on the club high, and if that grip gets too high in the palm, it doesn't allow you to hinge your wrist. So what ends up happening is that people end up hinging their elbow instead.
Yes.
And that's why the arm bends. If you were to make sure your grip is correct, and this is really important, if you're looking down at your hand, your left hand, if you're a right-handed golfer, there should be creases in the back of your wrist. The grip should be more in the fingers. And you should see at least two knuckles of that left hand. If your thumb is pressed straight down the shaft, you can't see those knuckles and your wrist is flat. You can't hinge your wrist, so you'll end up bending that elbow instead. So I have tips on that as well, too.
I've seen it all. Yeah, and that's just, you know, it's like, oh, gosh, and I hadn't even thought about it being grip-related. That's incredible. So in the off-season, for some folks, of course, it's 30 degrees in Chicago. You're probably not getting out to play a round of golf. But cardio golf is perfect for people because, you also have the shorty swing, right? The shorty club. So you could actually use it.
Yes. So actually, I get outside during the wintertime. So I have what's called the shorty club, kind of a play on words there. And it's short. The club is short, so you can swing inside. You're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls. When I used to teach in Miami, people would come down from the, up north, and then they would go back home, like, say, in January, and then they would go back home for 3 months and not touch a club. So I started to develop my program down there. Well, a guy called me up and said he was swinging a normal club in the house and broke his chandelier. So I came up with this idea of doing the short club, so if you don't have high ceilings, you can still get the feel of a swing. Obviously, you're not hitting balls, Danielle, but you're still swinging the club. And having the club head closer to your hands, because it's short, you can monitor your club face. And a lot of people don't even realize what's going on with the club face. So you can't think about the club face while you're swinging, because the swing happens less than 2 seconds. But if you're doing it practice swing slowly, you can monitor your club face. You know, our practice swings are usually smoother. They're longer than our real swings. So there's no judgment of where the ball is going. So you can actually get some work done in the wintertime.
Wow. Karen Palacios Jensen, cardio golf creator, golf performance coach, LPGA master training, a teaching professional, a lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers. You know, when I saw the list of all the things that you've accomplished in your life in golf and fitness, I am absolutely... I'm reading like a tenth of the entire list on Golf Digest. Congratulations on this. And as you said, the fact that golf fitness trainers are finally being recognized is awesome. Thank you for being on the show. This is going to be a great segment. Yeah. I'm going to share it individually. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, as always.
Aloha. We're going to come back. You know what? There's going to be something new over at Ko'olina, and it's a Hanma house. Yeah, when you go to hanmagolf.com, there's a Hanma house where you can go to a little place. Like, there's going to be the Hanma house. It's going to be the Hanma experience at Ko'olina, and it's going to open this coming Wednesday. It's going to be the blessing, and you can go online, and you can make and book an appointment with Mark Huffman. So we're going to be talking next with Mark Huffman, who is master fitter and manager at the Hanma House, the experience at Ko'olina. And we're going to talk with Brad Holder, the vice president of marketing, Hanma Golf, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Oh, we are, excuse me, KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call
the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You know, when we talk about Oahu Extraction, and we always talk about calling them when there's a flood or something happens terrible, it's in the house and you need them right away. Well, yes, that's really important. Call them because they're there for you. And the number is 330-6212. But sometimes you don't even know there's a leak in the house. It can be between the walls. You don't even know where it's coming from. That's very frustrating. But you can tell because it smells. Something smells wrong, and there's something damp in the air. So what you should do is call Oahu Extraction, 330-6212, or you can go to oahuextraction.com. And, you know, they can come over to your house, no charge, and do a free thermal read with their state-of-the-art hydrometer, okay? So they can see inside the walls to see if there's, like, some mold or maybe mushrooms growing, literally. I mean, mushrooms in your house. So you want to do that. Give them a call if that's what you feel is going on in the house. And Aloha Power Equipment at their Sand Island and Waipahu stores. They are the largest showroom with, they have the largest selection of steel landscaping and power tools in the state of Hawaii, period. Priced right so you can get the job done. Power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment is the steel power superstore. Well, we're going to go now and talk about some golf clubs that I thought, gosh, I was watching Golf Channel and they had their show from the PGA merchandise show, of course, featuring so many golf clubs. But I'd never seen anything quite like this when I watched. First, let's bring in Mark Huffman. He's the master fitter and manager at the Honma House Experience at Ko'olina. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Aloha kakiaka. How are you today?
Excellent. Danielle? Excellent. And Brad Holder, Vice President of Marketing, Honma Golf. Welcome.
Thank you. Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having us on the show.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And now, the Honma House, the Honma Experience at Ko'olina is going to open up this coming Wednesday. The grand opening, I've been talking about it this morning, is this coming Wednesday. So we'll be able to go in. In fact, if you want, you can go and make a reservation for a fitting just by going to honmagolf.com. It's really pretty easy. So you go to HonmaGolf.com, and don't forget to put us.honmagolf.com. So at the top of the front page, you'll see Discover TR20 at Honma Experience near you. Book a fitting now. You click on that. It's like a gray bar at the top. And then when you click on that, you scroll down to the Honma House. It's right on the right side. You can't miss it because it's beautiful. It's kind of like this lovely gray with blue sky and palm trees in the background. Then you click on the Honma House, and that's where you'll find book an appointment. You click on that, and there's Mark Huffman, his direct phone, or you can book one of the possibilities. There's lots of them, whether it's for irons or your driver. We want to talk about that driver. I want to talk about that driver. Brad, I was watching Golf Channel, and I was watching Chris McGinley, the global VP product, Honma Golf, with, of course, Honma 60 years with excellence in craftsmanship. Did you see him?
Yes, actually, I was in San Diego that week. We had the Farmers Insurance Open, and Justin Rose is our Honma PGA Tour ambassador. So I was doing some work with Justin in San Diego, and I was a little jealous that I couldn't be out in Orlando at the demo day. It was freezing cold and very windy. I'm sure you saw some of that weather on TV, but the experience that that Chris and our fitters and our team had was really outstanding. We got so much good feedback and reactions. It really was the first time most PGA professionals, you know, teaching pros had a chance to see or experience many Honma products, including the new TR20. So it really was a big coming out party, if you will, for the brand. And we saw the day as a huge success.
Yeah, the day was a huge success. And what Chris did is he brought a head, just the head of the club. and he literally took it apart in front of us. So we could see the titanium frame. He said it was like, you know, it's like a race car because it's so light. And the carbon crown and the carbon sole plate and, you know, the weight efficiency, because it's so light, you can put those weights in the right places. I was really impressed with the craftsmanship and the technology that went into this new TR20 Honma driver.
Yeah, thank you, Danielle. You paid close attention. I'm excited that you caught all that from Chris, and that it's you know, our story with Honma, it usually starts with the beauty and the craftsmanship, as you mentioned. You know, we have over 300 Takumi, which are craftsmen in our Sakata, Japan factory, and they're constantly shaping and working the design of the product to ensure that it fits the golfer's eye, it lines up at a dress the way you want, and it doesn't have maybe some of the noise or the bells and whistles from an appearance point of view that other products in the industry have. Honma has always had very advanced technology for over 60 years of R&D. It just hasn't been part of our brand story. But here with TR20, there's so much happening inside the driver, and the construction is so cutting edge that we really have chosen to speak much more about that construction than we have in the past. So what you mentioned was called the tie carbon fast frame. So it's a titanium frame that really forms the body of the driver. And previously, we had already replaced our crown with a ET40 carbon crown, but now we've actually replaced the sole of the driver with carbon as well. So in total, with the crown and the sole, we've taken 36 grams of weight, and we haven't taken them out of the driver because you still need that swing weight, but we've actually been able to move them to movable weights that allow you to optimize either low spin, higher MOI and forgiveness, or a draw bias. So this driver really is a weight efficient, you know, fast sports car, and it has the look of a clean, beautiful, you know, kind of a quiet driver, but the sound, the technology, the speed off the face is something that you won't forget once you experience it. So yeah, we could talk all day about the driver. It's definitely a work of art, but really it's cutting edge without a doubt.
Yeah, and tell us about the face a little bit, the vertical groove insert, so the weight can go where you want it to go.
Yeah, so as we create lighter and thinner materials, I mean, the crown is almost as thin as a sheet of paper. That lightness certainly creates more speed for us, but we need to create durability. So there's vertical grooves that both exist on the crown of the driver and then also on the face. And so that creates a more stability for that very, very thin material. That spring-like effect that you see off the face gives us the maximum CT, but still the durability that we need so that driver will stay in your bag and last a long time. So it really is a construction technique that allows us to maximize speed, but maintain performance.
And maintain performance with the weight, because the weight's important. Now, he was talking, Chris McGinley, the Global VP Product, was doing this presentation on Golf Channel during the demo day, and he was talking, I may not have gotten everything right, that's why, the three weights on the bottom, so you can, for shot shaping, they're not sliding weights, which Honma finds inefficient, but there's the back for high MOI, the front for low spin, a slightly heel bias for more draw. So do you do that yourself, or would I go to Mark Huffman and he would check out my swing and say this is the best setting for you?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. It's a very easy system to use, and you did hit it right on the head. There's three weight positions, one up front behind the face, one in the back of the driver, and then one closer to the heel. And by moving our 9-gram weight, the driver comes with 2 3-grams and a 9-gram. We actually do have a weight kit that Mark and our other master fitters can bring to you during a fitting. So Justin Rose actually plays with a 12-gram weight in his driver. So those three positions, if the weight is up front by the face, that creates a lower spin, generally higher speed. You can launch that one like a rocket. When the weight is in the back of the driver, that creates more MOI, a little bit more spin, more forgiveness. And then when that weight is in the heel, you get a little bit more draw bias. And so, yes, that is correct on how those weights use. And help me, I know there's a second part to your question. I think I just missed it.
No. You just took care of everything. You know, do I have to go to see a fitter, or can I do it myself? And I suppose
it's... it is something. I'm sorry, Danielle. Mark and our fitters can help that process start and evaluate your launch monitor numbers, your swing, and help make a recommendation to dial in the performance. But then once you have that driver at home, we have a simple weight tool. So it's easy if you decide that you want to try some different configurations, but we certainly recommend starting with a fitting experience.
Right, right. And that's why the Honma experience at Ko'olina with the new Honma house that's being blessed and open official on Wednesday is so cool, because there's Mark right there. I do need to ask another couple of things. I was very also impressed by the TR20 irons, the P and the V. And when Chris was talking a little bit about it, and it's so important because I'm not a good, you know, I don't have time to practice, okay? I'm not a professional golfer. These guys get to 8 hours. You know, they're out there swinging. They're there with their fitness trainer, like Karen, we just heard. All these people are working with them. But I want to use a tool, a golf club that kind of looks like I'm better than I am, maybe. And so what he was talking about is you know, you learn, but it's more forgiving than the professional's iron. It's the TR20V and the TR20P. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I think they're going to go in your bag. I think you're going to love one of those sets. The great thing, I kind of mentioned it about the driver, but we always start with the look, the shape, the appearance, and both irons are forged. They both have that Takumi craftsmanship. So at address, you do look like you're playing a better player's iron, kind of a tour product. But the technology is right for different golfers. And so with the P iron, that actually has it's a forged body with an L cup face, and it has a pocket cavity. So that pocket cavity creates definitely a spring-like effect in the face for more distance and more speed. And there also is a tungsten weight down in the sole. So that tungsten weight really moves the TG down, helps with higher launch, and just gets the ball in the air. The lofts are a little bit stronger. The set, sometimes golfers are interested in, you know, the pitching wedge on the tee is a 43 degrees, the 7-iron is a 31. So it's a little bit stronger lofts, but that's really based off of the speed and the launch that you're getting. So P is definitely more of our distance iron. The V has also a forged construction. It's actually a one-piece forged body. The cavity in the back is more of a kind of a modern cavity design, and it does have a smaller head, more of that tour shape to it. It's still easy to hit. It has a thicker top line than what you'd see from like our Rose Proto Blade that Justin was playing last year. So you have a kind of a tour packaged iron with some technology and some forgiveness built in. So between the P and the V, we think we can fit just about every golfer out there. And there is a third TR20 iron, the B. So there is a new blade that Justin is playing, and it's a replacement for last year's Rose Proto. So he put that right in the bag. It's actually being tested by some other players on tour that we can't name today, not under contract, but it's taking off fast, and that B iron will also be coming to market in a couple months. So we'll have three options in TR20, the P, the V, and the B.
Wow. Rob, really impressive. And from what I understand, if I were to go to Mark at the Honma Experience at Ko'olina, and let's say I want to order this in my bag, would it be then made for me in Japan and then sent to me?
Great question. So some of our products are made in Japan after order, and some are made in Carlsbad at our facility in the U.S. So the TR20 product, as well as the XP1 product, and also our previous line, the T-World 747, all that product, it's built originally through Japan and comes into the U.S., but we'll actually assemble your custom specs in San Diego and ship that back out to you. If you do end up getting fit and ordering one of our Berez lines, some of our Berez products, which go from 2-star to 5-star and have even more craftsmanship and artistry and precious metals. And so the Berez line is a special side of Honma.
Yes.
The Berez line is often made in Japan, and that does need to be touched by specific master Takumi. So, yeah, we build our products in both Japan and the U.S., depending on which one you're choosing.
I'm talking right now with Mark Huffman, who's the master fitter, Brad Holder, the VP of marketing, Honma Golf. And I saw some of those Berez clubs in a golf magazine article Jonathan Wall had, and I'm like, wow. I'd have to hang them on the wall. they're really pretty amazing. So Mark, I need to go to the website us.hamagolf.com, and then I can go in and I can book a full bag fitting with you, a wedge fitting, a driver fitting, an irons fitting. There's also something called a fitting event. We have about 60 seconds left. What is the fitting event?
So the fitting event is primarily an open day. Anybody can come out. We all have these open days where everybody can come out and just try the club. It's almost like a demo day.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I am, Daniel, I am mobile, too. I mean, I do go to other golf courses. I've been asked to go out to Mid-Back and Hawakele and other courses around the island here, and I will be going over to the other islands too in the near future to be able to do fitting events as well. So we're getting yesterday. What was interesting was that we had the pros today, and they're like a bunch of giggly kids who loved it.
Well, I understand that some people get a hold of that driver and hit it far and straight and are very impressed with the results. And I'm sure that would make me giggly, too. So, again, let me just go through this real quick, okay? You go to us.hanmagolf.com. The top of the page, right at the top, you'll see a gray. It says Discover TR20 at Honma Experience near you. So you're going to go to the Honma Experience at Ko'olina, and then it says book a fitting. So you click on that, then you scroll down to the Honma House. It's on the right side. You see it, and then you click on that, and that's where you can book an appointment with Mark Huffman, and there is his direct phone, too. So you can call him, ask him the questions that you might have before you book a fitting. A pleasure speaking with both of you. Very interesting, Brad Holder. Thank you so much for explaining everything. President, Vice President, I've just given you a promotion, Vice President of Marketing, Honma Golf, and Mark Huffman, Master Fitter and Manager at the Honma House, the Honma Experience at Ko'olina. Aloha, thank you.
Aloha, thank you. Thanks, Daniel.
We're going to thank the people who make this show possible now. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, you know, water or worse, call Oahu Extraction. Or maybe the water didn't flood in. It trickled in and it stayed in and it caused mold to grow. You need to call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, they're on site in 90 minutes. They're there for you all the time. It's 808, of course, 330-6212. And they've got that great hydrometer. They can go look inside and see what's a hydrometer. I'm making new words today. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. And you want to go there for the incredible selection that they have of steel power equipment. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security for your home. You just can select from a large selection of beautiful, lasting security and safety home Rainer doors. Increase the value. You know, a Rainer door will do that for your house. So if you're looking for a major return on your investment, do call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. And Bayview Golf Course, beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. Double click on their website. You just go there. That would be a double deck driving range. They've got Top Tracer. We were telling you about that earlier. It's BayviewHawaii.com. You want to go there, call them. If you want for a tee time, 24/7, you can get them, of course, over at the website, and you can call, not 24/7, he wouldn't like that, 247-0451, extension 1. I spent a lot of time at Bayview. I really love the place. It's got a great vibe to it, and all of of my friends have fun. So if you want to play a round of golf at Bayview, there's a 1038 available. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time if you're going to get out and play a round of golf. And you can listen to the show at radiogolfclub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.